From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, the doing of good. I'm Mike Pesca, filling in for Luke Burbank.
Hey, and I'm Rachel Martin, in for Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, November 22nd. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rachel. You know,
thanks.
On the way here, our highly observant executive producer came across two guys camped outside the Best Buy on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Of course they would be.
So she did what any good executive producer would do. She said, Pesca, you, find out what the heck they're doing. So I went out there. I mean, we figured there must be a sale going on today. Well, there's a sale going on, but it's not going on today. The store's all open at 4 a.m. tomorrow. But the second guy online, because the first guy was sleeping, second guy was a guy named Michael Viorelli. He's already been there for like 12 hours.
That is so hardcore.
This is what he does. I talked to Viorelli. Did you spend the last 24 hours in vain since no one else showed up?
That's correct. So I guarantee my spot in line. I'm out here really for the sport. I've been doing it for 4 years. I do it all for the sport. I love this. This is all full contact shopping right here.
Full contact shopping. Wow. That is commitment.
I wondered if he was one of these guys who just wanted to get on the news. And he says, no, you know, not really. Just two or three times. He just really wanted discount laptops and computers and
I
so forth.
I guess so. It's the thrill of the chase. The thrill of the chase.
Yeah.
Well, besides the tales of do-gooding we're going to tell you about later, we're also going to have some fun music. Joe Henry, he's probably best known for being Madonna's brother-in-law, but he's a musician in his own right. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer. Joe Henry performs later in the show.
Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to drop. Tell the wind not to blow, 'cause you said so.
That's a little bit from a song called Stop from Joe Henry's album Scar. And I'm going to take you through the news of today in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Under the authority given to me by New Hampshire law, today I am setting January 8th, 2008, as the date of the New Hampshire primary.
And that is New Hampshire Secretary of State William Gardner announcing that the primary elections game of leapfrogging appears to be over. New Hampshire reclaims its traditional status as the nation's first presidential primary. The January 8th date is the earliest the primary has ever been held. It's driven, that move to put it up that early, driven by the state's eagerness to attract candidates before the major party nominees are chosen.
Now, New Hampshire beats out the Michigan primary by a week. That state's January 15th date received the okay from the state Supreme Court just hours before Gardner's announcement.
While the polls in New Hampshire have been consistent, they show Hillary Clinton leading the Democrats by a wide margin and Mitt Romney way out in front among the Republicans. He was the governor of neighboring Massachusetts. In Iowa, the race looks like it's tightening. Iowa's caucuses, perhaps you prefer caucus, are the first votes in the nation. They're to be held January 3rd, 5 days before New Hampshire. And it looks like Republican Mike Huckabee's popularity is rising. He's within spitting distance of Mitt Romney, though as a former Baptist minister, Huckabee probably isn't a big spitter. True. On the Democratic side, Barack Obama trails Hillary Clinton by a little bit in some polls. In a recently released ABC poll, Obama's out in front. I also mentioned John Edwards. He's a very close third in most polls, except in the ones where he's a very close second.
The horse race continues. The Iowa and New Hampshire votes will be followed by primaries or caucuses in Wyoming.
Cockeye.
In Wyoming, Michigan, Nevada, South Carolina, and Florida, and more than 20 states, including California, New York, and New Jersey, have moved their primaries to February 5th, 2008, to gain influence over the presidential election. By then, both the Democratic and Republican nominees will likely be established. That's the BPP's big story. Now, I'm going to walk you through even more news.